Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. We have a wind chill advisory in effect. Otherwise, cloudy skies, high of 8. Winds will be from the northeast between 5 and 10. Tonight, mostly cloudy, low of 2. Winds will be from the northeast at around 5 miles an hour. For tomorrow, we'll continue with cloudy skies, lower teens. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, low of 3. For Thursday, isolated snow, cloudy skies, high of 12. Right now, it's 1 above.
There are no weather-related postponements or school delays to report this morning. Again, no weather-related school postponements or delays today.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Tuesday. Two top Republican lawmakers say Kansas might not need to keep its state of emergency for COVID-19 in place past the end of March. The comments yesterday from Senate President Ty Masterson and Senate Majority Leader Gene Sullentrop signaled some resistance from the GOP-controlled legislature to keeping pandemic restrictions in place through the spring. Their comments are significant because a law enacted last month keeps the current state of emergency in place only through March 31st. Lawmakers haven't yet discussed how far they want to let Democratic Governor Laura Kelly extend the current state of emergency. The KBI is investigating a Dodge City bishop who's accused of abuse of a minor. Our news partners at KTV report Bishop John B. Brungart of the Catholic Diocese of Dodge City says the KBI notified him of the accusation. A spokesperson for the diocese says Brungart denies the allegation. Church officials say he will step aside from his duties until the matter is resolved. Mid-America Network News.
Cape News, on your side with accurate, award-winning journalism every day of the week. Join Craig Negrelli, Deb Ferris, and Cape First Alert meteorologist Jay Prater weeknights at 5, 6, and 10 for the latest news and weather. Plus sports highlights from all over Kansas with Cape sports anchor Chris Lilly. For investigative reporting, breaking news, and severe weather alerts, Cape News is your most trusted team in Kansas. On air, online, and on your mobile. Cape News, on your side.
If you're a salesman who sees more bugs on the windshield than clients, give us a call at the Mid-America Ag Network. We have a sales position open right now, and it doesn't require a lot of traveling. That means you can spend your time working with clients on sales and marketing ideas that create traffic for their business and puts money in your pocket. If you enjoy selling and have an agricultural background, give us a call today at 316-721-8484 and join a winning team at the Mid-America Ag Network. Stickline Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Market information from Mid-America Ag Network. Corn and wheat export sales jumped higher week to week while soybean sales dropped. The USDA says corn sales to overseas buyers in the 7 days that ended January 21st came in at 1.85 million metric tons. That's up 29% from the previous week and 61% from the prior four-week average. Wheat sales rose 15% over the previous week to 380,500 metric tons, which is also 13% higher than the four-week average. China bought 130,000 metric tons of wheat, while Mexico purchased 67,400 tons. Japan bought just shy of 61,000 tons, South Korea 54,000 tons, and the Philippines 53,400. Soybeans sales slipped 74% from the prior week, coming in at 466,000 metric tons, 45% below the four-week average. Market information from Mid-America Ag Network.
Gaines Automotive is your certified Napa Auto Care Center, providing auto service and repairs for all types of vehicles. Gaines has the equipment and the experienced technicians to handle every kind of job, from engine repair and transmission work to oil changes and tire repair, plus roadside assistance and auto detailing in Marysville. A family-owned and operated business providing you the best auto care in the area. For the best service, for the best price, it's Gaines Automotive.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Tuesday. Nebraska could spend up to $20 million a year to expand high-speed internet service in rural areas under a proposal by a diverse alliance of farm, business, and school groups and championed by Governor Pete Ricketts. The proposed grant program was pitched to a legislative committee yesterday as an incentive for broadband providers to install service lines in rural areas where doing so isn't financially feasible because the populations are too small. The number of people... accident for the coronavirus increased nearly 5% last week in Nebraska. State officials said 48,982 doses of the vaccines were administered last week. That's up from 46,000 and some change the week before. The state is working to speed up distribution of the vaccines. So far, about 4.6% of the state's population has received both required doses of the vaccine. Mid-America Network News.
Dear Valentine, we've got a great connection, and a great connection is what makes relationships thrive. It's also what you need from your home's Wi-Fi. Is your current Wi-Fi disappointing you? Then we wholeheartedly recommend our managed Wi-Fi service. It provides an advanced router for seamless signal continuity with local service and support. Starting at just $9.95 a month, it's everything you need to love your Wi-Fi. Happy Valentine's Day from your Wi-Fi experts at Blue Valley Technologies. Find out more at BlueValley.net.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council met Monday and approved a request that Marysville serve as host for a Boss Nationals car show the weekend of August 26th through the 28th. The 2020 event was canceled due to COVID, and the 21 event was to move to Davenport, Iowa. However, that community unable to host due to continued COVID restrictions. As many as 1,000 cars could be involved, although organizers felt that 300 to 400 was more realistic. The car show would include a swap meet, live entertainment, and food vendors. Approval was given. A revised estimate for Phase 1 of the Bark Park was presented. The volunteer group indicating they have sufficient funds for the dog park drive entrance, gravel parking, pedestrian bridge access, and fencing. Costs had risen some $8,000 from initial estimates. It is expected work could begin this spring at the site on the southeast corner of South 8th and Jackson Streets. Council approved moving forward with the project. City Convention and Tourism Committee recommended partnering with the Pony Express Barn Museum in hiring a full-time convention and tourism director for the city with a $40,000 estimated salary to be shared and responsibilities split. Michelle Weitzel was previously contracted with the city as tourism director, but resigned early last year and has filled in part-time since. Council approved the request. Discussion regarding council members attending meetings via Zoom conference drew concerned comments from several members. A limited approval was granted for the option on a trial basis as necessary if the pandemic continues. Council member Terry Hughes suggested adding a digital LED information sign to the south entrance on US 77 instead of a fixed welcome sign, as approved with the directional signage agreement last meeting. Since the plan was approved with a combination of private contributions, it was consensus to leave the project as submitted and perhaps consider adding the digital signage in addition at a future time. Approval was given for purchase of a new loader tractor for $126,000 with trade, and approval was given for a $440,000 bid for the Jenkins Laramie Street Waterline Replacement Project. City Administrator Austin St. John reported the city fund balances and sales tax revenues had increased as of the latest reports. January sales tax receipts were up some 10% from that same month a year ago. He had spoken with engineers and KDHE regarding options for lagoon improvements. The state is reportedly softening as to the idea of utilizing adjacent property at the site east of the river as wetlands, which may allow the city an option of avoiding construction of a new settling cell. A council workshop is planned February 18th at 6 p.m. Austin Watts recently completed Officer Training Academy and is starting work with the Marysville Police Department. Active COVID cases in Marshall County declined again to 21 as of Monday with one hospitalization. There are no weather-related postponements or school delays to report this morning. Again, no weather-related school postponements or delays today. Cindy R. Ingersoll, age 67, of Marysville, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10:30, at the Evangelical United Church of Christ in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 10 until 9, at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville. In charge of arrangements for Cindy Ingersoll. Kirk Cromie, age 70, of Washington, passed away Monday. Funeral service Thursday, 10 a.m., at the Bethlehem Lutheran Church Greenleaf, burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, 4 until 8, at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Kirk Cromie. Helen E. Elder, age 93, of Washington, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Friday at 2 at the Washington United Methodist Church. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, noon until 8, at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Helen Elder. Lola R. Hers, age 89, of Lynn, passed away Monday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Zion Lutheran Church, Lynn. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Friday, 4 until 8, at the Ward Funeral Home in Lynn, in charge of arrangements for Lola Hers. Donald Losey, age 82, formerly of Hanover, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m., at the Trinity Lutheran Church, rural Hanover. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Friday, noon until 8, at the Hanover Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Donna Losey.
Are you an employer with W-2 employees? Do you have any self-employed income or file a Schedule C for business income? Are you a farmer or rancher with a Schedule F? If you answered yes to any of these questions, please contact your local UBT branch to go over your potential eligibility for an SBA PPP forgivable loan. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, lasagna, French bread, mixed green salad, mandarin oranges, and cake. Tomorrow, Swiss steak, mashed potatoes, peas, and apple rings. KNDY News Time, 7:16.
Ribs or burn ends? Burn ends or ribs? Gotta have them. And Bite Me Barbecue has them. Get yours today, as well as pulled pork, brisket, and smoked sausage. Bite Me Barbecue, open Tuesday through Saturday, 11 to 7. Dine in, carry out, or have them cater.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Well, we still have this Arctic air mass overhead bringing us cold temperatures for this time of year, highs only in the single digits to the lower teens, and this will continue all the way through the end of the week, continuing into the weekend. We'll continue to see cloudy skies across the area. We do have chances for some scattered snow showers as we head towards the end of the week. So across the area, wind chill advisory, otherwise cloudy skies, high of 8. Winds will be from the northeast between 5 and 10. Tonight, cloudy skies will drop down to 2. Winds will be from the northeast between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies, lower teens. Winds will be from the northeast between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, cloudy skies, lows around 3. As we enter Thursday, isolated chances of snow showers, mostly cloudy skies, high of 12. Thursday night, cloudy skies will drop down to 5 below 0. That's a look at your local forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature early February, 44. Record high in the state, 72. The average low, 19. The record low is 12 below zero. Sunrise this morning at 7:30. Sunset this evening, 5:53. Not quite cold enough. The National Weather Service continues to outlook this weekend. Most dangerous temperatures Friday through Monday. Wind chills could drop to as low as 30 below zero Sunday morning. Now, those vulnerable to cold weather, elderly, the homeless, should be checked on. Make sure your pets are safe and they stay warm as well. On a related note, two big white dogs, a lab type, perhaps been located out by CJ East in Marysville. No collars, but they've got two big white dogs, need a home. They're chilly outside at CJ East, the convenience store at Marysville. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 9th of February. KNDY News Time, 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Planning an ag building or bin construction? Build right from the ground up with concrete pads from Inline Construction. Add an approach for your commercial or ag building for added functionality. They also do basement and foundations, plus retaining walls, driveways, patio, and sidewalks. Call for a quote today, Inline Construction, at 562-5525.
Filter days are underway at Heenan's Automotive, your Napa parts store in Marysville. Take advantage of their large selection of farm filters, hydraulic hoses, bearings, and all of your agricultural needs. Join them for a complimentary lunch Wednesday, 11 to 2. at Enan's Automotive, your locally owned and operated Napa parts store in Marysville. Filter days now through February 20th.
The Jayhawks make a statement and the latest challenge to the nation's longest winning streak. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Finding themselves outside of the top 25 for the first time in 12 years, Kansas gave AP poll newcomer Oklahoma State a less than memorable welcome.
Brown's going to fling inside. It's McCormick going to work. Shoots, scores, and the foul. A chance at a three-point play.
The call on Learfield, IMG College. The Jayhawks leaned on big man David McCormick, who powered KU with a double-double. 23 points, 10 boards. The Jayhawks top the soon-to-be no longer 23rd-ranked Cowboys, 78-66. Number one Gonzaga avenged last season's loss to their conference rivals in dominating fashion.
Brandon Avery answered a beautiful teardrop from Jalen Suggs, who will now shoot a long-range three.
On ESPN, Jalen Suggs scored a team-high 24. The Bulldogs cruised past BYU 82-71 for their 23rd consecutive win. Around the NHL, St. Louis was plagued by the late-game blues against the Coyotes at home.
16 seconds left. Sent by Kessel to the right circle. Schmaltz's shot. Blocked. Rebound played in the right corner by Pitlick. Pitlick now with 9 seconds left. To Schmaltz to the blue line. To Chychrun. To Kessel. Back to Chychrun. Quick shot. Blocked by a sprawling St. Louis player, Sundqvist. Another shot. That's blocked. Rebound in front. They score! They score! Right before the horn!
On KGME, Clayton Keller scored the game-tying goal with less than a second to go in regulation to force extra time. After a deadlocked overtime, Christian Dvorak scored the game winner. The Coyotes edged the Blues 4-3 in a shootout. Miami and North Carolina's scheduled college tilt was postponed after a video from UNC's student newspaper showed two Tar Heel players partying without masks following their win Saturday over rival Duke. No word on when or if the game will be rescheduled. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
High school basketball Tuesday night tip-off. Marysville entertains Rock Creek. Girls and boys action live on AM 1570 FM, not a 4.1.
Axtell Trust Manufacturing Incorporated is proud to support the Axtell FFA chapter and its members. This program is dedicated to having a positive impact in the lives of students and offers a plethora of ag-related business possibilities and superior leadership skills for future success. Axtell Trust Manufacturing Incorporated.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. USDA forecasts net farm income to decrease $9.8 billion, or 8.1% in 2021 to $11.4 billion. This decline, largely driven by less expected government assistance to farmers, in inflation-adjusted 2021 dollars, net farm income forecast to decrease $12 billion in 2021 after increasing $37.8 billion in 2020. That was the highest level since 2013. Now, despite the decline, the 2021 net farm income would be 21% above the 2000 through 2019 average of $92.1 billion. Net cash farm income encompasses cash receipts from farming and farm-related income, including government payments minus cash expenses. Cash receipts are forecast to increase in 2021, but lower direct government farm payments expected to drive most of the decline. Cash receipts for all commodities forecast to increase $20.4 billion, or 5.5% to $390.8 billion in 2021. Democrats in the Senate have introduced a bill to end the U.S. embargo on Cuba. Senate Finance Committee Chair Ron Wyden of Oregon has introduced the U.S.-Cuba Trade Act of 2021 that will repeal sanctions on Cuba and establish normal trade relations with the island nation. Wyden said to continue the outdated harmful policy of isolation would be a failure of American leadership. The embargo was first put into place on Cuba in 1962. President Obama attempted to normalize relations, but President Trump reinforced regulations previously eased by the past administration. The U.S.-Cuba Trade Act of 2021 would repeal the major statutes that codify sanctions against Cuba, including the Helms-Burton Act, the Cuban Democracy Act, as well as other provisions that affect trade, investment, and travel with Cuba. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier in for Craig Mead, and now it's time for the Steckland Report from Cake News.
Oh, my friends, the Chinese are back buying. Big time. Last Tuesday, week ago today, Guess what they did? Biggest day sale of corn to them in 6 months. 3.72 million metric tons. I don't know how many pickup loads that is, but boy, that's quite a few. Now, that happened back in 1991 when we had the Soviet Union, USSR, buying a bunch of stuff. That was their one-day record, and it still holds. But we got to tell you that for 3 days last week, it's a weak record to anybody in the world at any time to China. Corn. Pretty much tells you that they've got a major, major problem that they're still working out of. Swine flu. It almost decimated their entire industry, friends. There's no doubt about that. So, with that in mind, we've got some pretty good business probably still pending there. We've got some problems, though, getting our product to them. You're saying, what's going on? Well, that'll be for another Steckline report. Stand by for that. Kind of got me aggravated. In the meantime, cattle and calf report came out last week, too. Cattle on feed, just up slightly, but still plenty. 62% of the total inventory was steers. The inventory included heifers that were down slightly, but not very much. I got to tell you, the inventory was about 12 million head January 1, 2021. And folks, that's plenty of cattle on feed. Placements, they were 1% above last year. Marketings.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
FFA members locally and nationwide, embrace the planning, execution, and celebration that annually occurs in February with a salute to our FFAU. This reminder from Southeast Community College, Titan Trailer Manufacturing, Rob Olmsted Real Estate and Olmsted Auction Service, Linda's Insurance Agency, and Blue Valley Trailers.
Hello, my name is Austin Harries, and I am a reporter for the FFA Marysville chapter. What FFA means to me is a chance to meet other people and have fun in friendly competitions and enjoy what agriculture has to provide for us. I would like to go into a ag-related field for my career.
Hi, I'm Jack Gillum from the Washington County FFA chapter, where I'm a senior. I'm also serving as the chapter vice president. In FFA, I do a lot of different activities and CDEs, but my main CDE would be livestock judging. Through FFA, I've learned lots of skills like public speaking and leadership, and it's also put me in great positions to meet lots of people and really get good connections for the rest of my life. As vice president of my chapter, I help with different things like planning different meetings and activities for our chapter. I also help encourage younger members to be able to join and do other activities within our organization. Next year, I will be attending Kansas State University, and I hope to use all the different knowledge and skills I've gained from FFA to go into an animal science degree, and hopefully even after that, after I graduate from college.
My name is Shaylee Vering, and I'm a part of Marysville, Kansas FFA. Some of the projects that I do in FFA, through it, I do beef production, which I show beef. And I also do like pig production and chicken production. I show those at the fair, which helps with FFA. The judging is online this year because they don't want us to be in person to like get COVID and stuff like that. So you have these videos of all the animals, and you have to judge them based on like how they walk and what they look like. I want to do a lot more ag classes and be part of FFA. And when I get to college, I want to be a veterinarian, so I get to do more classes like that.
Our local FFA members will join over 700,000 members nationwide, celebrating the skills of teamwork, communication, and advocating the FFA experience during February, National FFA Month. A salute from Bremen Farmers Mutual Insurance, Kramer Oil, and CJ Express, G&R Pold Herford, FNB Washington, and M&R Auto Parts. 729 from KNDY. Downright cold, single-digit temperatures. This isn't even the coldest weather. National Weather Service advises this weekend, especially Sunday morning, we could be at wind chills 25 and 30 below zero. So button down. It's going to be a cold spell here in February.
How did a once obscure ethnic food come to conquer the palates of America? We will share a little slice of history today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep, and you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start on your back taxes. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-312-9995. Our new start program will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Don't wait until another tax season ends and another year of penalties and interest are added to your balance. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-312-9995. That's 1-800-312-9995. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. Again, that's 1-800-312-9995.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, February 9th, the 40th day of the year. Singer-songwriter Carol King celebrates a birthday, and the game of volleyball was invented by W.G. Morgan on this day in 1895. Today has also been designated as National Pizza Day, in case you need an excuse to indulge in a slice or two of your favorite pie. Pizza is a relative newcomer to the American food scene. Before World War II, few people had ever tried it. It was soldiers returning from service in Italy who brought their appetite for pizza back home. Here's our favorite thing about pizza. Unlike burgers, hot dogs, or sandwiches, it's a true communal food, a dish that's uniquely made to be shared with friends. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and amaze your friends online anytime at almanac.com.
There are no weather-related postponements or school delays to report this morning. Again, no weather-related school postponements or delays today.
Twin Rivers Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram is proud of the Beatrice Orangemen and Lady O's winter sports teams and knows the athletes will show the skills they possess when the girls and guys bring home the wins in upcoming events. From the staff at Twin Rivers Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram in Beatrice, where value meets values.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Tuesday. David McCormack scored all but two of his 23 points after halftime. Marcus Garrett had 17, and KU rolled past number 23 Oklahoma State 78-66 in the Jayhawks' first game since their top 25 run ended at 231 consecutive weeks. Christian Braun added 15 points, Jalen Wilson had 11, and Okchai Agbaji had 10 for the Jayhawks. They forced Oklahoma State star Cade Cunningham into committing 7 turnovers while committing 4 fouls, and the Cowboys finished with 18 turnovers. College hoops for today. The K-State Wildcats will be meeting up with the Texas Longhorns. That one tips off at 7 o'clock this evening. After last night's victory, the KU Jayhawks are taking a break until this coming Saturday when they'll take on the Iowa State Cyclones at 2 p.m. Rick Averett, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Tuesday night basketball tip-offs. Marysville hosting Rock Creek live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Streaming at KNDYRadio.com and on our mobile app. Frankfort entertains Axtell. Hanover tips off at Clifton Clyde. Valley Heights entertains Lynn. Washington County is host to Blue Valley Randall. Centralia home to St. Mary's. Diller O'Dell tips off at Falls City. And Southern travels to Lewiston.
KNDY.
If I could write a letter to me and send it back in time to myself at 17, first I'd prove it's me by saying, look under your bed, there's a skull can and a Playboy no one else would know yet. And then I'd say I know it's tough. When you break up after 7 months, and yeah, I know you really liked her, and it just don't seem fair. But all I can say is pain like that is fast and it's rare. And oh, you got so much going for you, going right. But I know at 17 it's hard to see past Friday night. She wasn't right for you, and still you feel like there's a knife sticking out. See, you're still around to write this letter to me. At the stop sign at Tomlinson and 8th, always stop completely. Well, don't just tap your brakes. And when you get a date with Bridget, make sure the tank is full. Second thought, forget it. That one turns out kinda cool. Each and every time you have a fight, just assume you're wrong and Dad is right. And you should really thank Miss Brinkman. She spends so much extra time. It's like she sees the diamond underneath, and she's polishing you till you shine. Oh, you got so much going for you, going right. But I know at 17 it's hard to see past Friday night. Tonight's the bonfire rally, but you're staying home instead. Because if you fail